The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain
massage.
Persons
listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. The dam Democrats built to hold back the truth is breaking, and the flood of truth is rising. What do we do now? Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Brain Massage Show. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Way back during Obama's assault on our liberties, the Lighthouse prayed truth would be revealed and the evil exposed. I said the left had built a great dam that kept truth from flowing freely to the American people. We noticed very soon after we prayed and fasted, some cracks began appearing in the dam. Today, the dam Democrats built to hold back the truth is breaking, and the flood of truth is rising. And we need to be careful because what we do next is crucial. First, I need to offer clarification on the word Democrat. I coined this term many years ago and included it in the brain massage lexicon of special terms that we use for the show. So, I reserve the right to alter its meaning as I see fit. All right, when first coined, I use it to refer to those Democrats who had come fully under the power of the devil's delusions. It was used intentionally to distinguish between those in the Democrat Party who were classical liberals. Now, that is, while inclined in favor of FDR's socialist New Deal and home to some of the most vicious racists, KKK et al., they were nevertheless, overall, fervent in their belief in free speech, at least ideally. They were in the main anti-establishmentarians who opposed the industrial military complex, against which even Ike Eisenhower, Republican president 1953 to 61, warned us in his retirement speech. And generally speaking, Democrats back then loved America. So, I always felt it was appropriate when excoriating Democrats to recognize that not all Democrats then were enslaved by devils, hence the term Democrat differentiated traditional Democrats from what I perceived was the development of pure satanic influence and controlled Democrats. Today, the Democrats are in lockstep unity behind the agenda of the spirit of Antichrist, which is a one-world government that is antagonistic to any influence of Christianity or Christian people. This includes the policies of depopulation, total control of every part of your life, including your social life, totally repudiating the ideals of classical liberalism. The Republicans, on the other hand, though flawed, and in many respects deeply so, nevertheless provided an alternative to the Democrats and provided room in their platform for God-fearing Christian patriots. But today, Republicans have drifted toward corporate socialism, disdain for the rule of we the people, and compromising on abortion and the LGBTQ+ agenda. they have begun a process of purging the party of Christian patriots. Satanic control of the establishment elites in the Republican Party is now virtually complete, and these find more in common with the Democrats than they do with God-fearing Christian patriots. The suffix crat identifies a ruler or a ruling class. So, Democrat refers to the rule of devils. And these devils will advance their agenda through Democrats or Republicans. Makes no difference to them. Hence, democracy or demoncracy is rule by demons. And a Democrat is any politician or activist that works officially to advance the cause of democracy. Today, American politics is governed by the Democrat Party, otherwise called the Uniparty. The Uniparty is all about globalism, a one-world government, since the primary objective of the Antichrist spirit is a one-world government not under God, but under Satan. The fulfillment of Nimrod's original dream. The only real argument remaining within the Democrat Party is who will get to rule it. The Uniparty, or democracy, as in Democrats, gives lip service to liberty, but in truth, they despise the notion of divinely derived rights and constitutional protection of those absolute rights of man. Democrats do not truly support a decentralized economy and government ruled by we the people. Instead, democracy, pronounced democracy, in order to show it as a distortion of democracy, you get it, is constructed on the old world model of rule by the elites, the privileged class. And they literally despise the idea of government of and by we the people, presuming they know what's best for the people. Fundamentally, therefore, politics is quickly polarizing into Christian patriots on the one side and Antichrist Democrats on the other. The Christian patriot recognizes Jesus is Lord and recognizes freedom comes via the truth. Now, Jesus is the head of the Christian patriots, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, and the Lord is Jesus Christ, so where the Spirit of Christ is, there is liberty, according to the Bible. Our Lord, the King of all the earth and of all mankind, declared the guiding principle of Christian patriots: the truth shall make you free. Therefore, we are all about the truth, and we are committed to the proposition that the truth makes us free. Now, Satan, on the other hand, is the serpentile head of the Democrats, the erstwhile prince of this world, demoted by Christ to be prince of the power of the air. He is the spirit that works in the children of disobedience today, advancing the cause of Satan in his rebellion against the authority and reign of Christ. This is a spiritual battle, my friends. And this is the spirit of Antichrist that John the Apostle said denies that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Now, he's called Lucifer by the world and named that in Isaiah 14:12, which is a translation of Ha-Yalal and not Hallel. And this word is a proper noun constructed from the verb that means to howl. So it's like a gerund. And the idea of howling is a noise with a wailing tone or to yell. And so it identifies Lucifer as the howling one. Jesus told us Satan is a liar and the father of it, and that he is a thief that has come to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan is an oppressor. His agenda is the opposite of Christ, who came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. The spirit of Antichrist operates on lies, and his lies serve to oppress, to take away our liberties. This explains why the Democrats, and remember, this classification of rulers includes Republicans and Democrats. It explains why they hate the rule of we the people, and so have contrived to steal our right of consent. They are oppressors. They are not in favor of fair elections. They steal power from the people and then use that power to kill and destroy. This explains why the truth is the number one enemy of Democrats. Satan rules with lies. Jesus liberates with truth. Democrats depend on lies to keep and use power to kill and destroy, to oppress. Christian patriots depend on truth to protect us all against these abuses of power. Now, with that clarification, what is this dam Democrats have built against truth? Well, their dam is a complex structure. It involved creating a network of strategically placed bureaucrats and politicians to protect the dam against any legal challenges that might arise from law. A common characteristic of Democrats, by the way, is lawlessness. Now, that doesn't mean they don't use law or manipulate it. It means they use the law lawlessly through blackmail, bullying, and bribery. Key operatives were placed in positions of power throughout our government of influence to control how the law is enforced. Now, you see, you don't have to be concerned about what the law says if you control who enforces it and how that's done. So, it was necessary to strategically place controlled operatives in key positions in the CIA, the DOJ, the FBI, the Attorney General's Office, and so on. Also, in a country like America, you have to do the same thing on the state level. Using bribery, bullying, and or blackmail, the enemies of our liberties worked to gain control of governors, secretaries of state, district attorneys, in as many states as they could. You see, you don't have to be concerned about what the law says if you control who enforces it and who interprets it. This required a carefully constructed network of compromised judges. It's a lot more complex than this summary overview, but I think you get the idea. Jeffrey Epstein and his sidekick Ghislaine, or was it the other way around, were useful in compromising governors, secretaries of state, district attorneys, and other political influencers and judges on the state and federal levels. I must summarize for sake of time, but the Democrats had to gain control of the media in order to block the truth from getting to we the people. And you are well aware of what they've done to achieve near universal control over the narrative, over what the people get to know and what they can say. And with this apparatus in place, the children of disobedience are able to corrupt every institution, science being one of the most important to their purposes, since it is science that replaced religion in America among the secularists, even though science, rightly so called, arose within a Christian paradigm and was subdued before that. Anyway, since seducing spirits, lying spirits, succeeded at convincing Americans science was the only source of pure truth, well, all they had to do then is hijack science and turn it into America's religion. Now we have scientists taking the place of old world priests, making declarations to be accepted without question, and persecuting any that object to the ruling priestcraft of America's new religion that we call scientism. Now, I've been praying fervently that this dam Democrats made would be destroyed and that America would be flooded with the truth that these devils have kept behind their dam. And it's happening. A huge crack in that dam was lately opened with the release of the J6 videos, and it's freaking out the Democrats. Another major fissure was opened with revelations coming out with what I'll call the COVID trials. And we'll look at this on the other side of the break. Hold on. I'll be right back.
The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com. God's War. Why Christians should rule the world. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny.
Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today.
Go to godswar2020.com.
Are you enjoying your brain massage today? Are your passions stirred? Your mental juices flowing? What will it be today? Lights on or lights off? The pastor will be right back to continue your brain massage after this.
Be advised, for Pastor Scheidbach, exposing liberal lies and destroying vain philosophies of God-hating, America-despising liberals is like taking candy from a baby. All liberals are hereby cautioned. Pastor Scheidbach is about to rip one or more of your favorite lollipop notions right out of your hand. Uh-oh, too late. A liberal just lost a lollipop.
The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on?
Go to godswar2020.com.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Now, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. The truth is marching on. With my church family at Lighthouse, we've been praying fervently that the dam Democrats made to keep truth from the American people would be destroyed, and that America would be flooded with the truth. Shortly after we started praying, back during the Obama years, I noticed some small cracks begin to appear and declared this to our congregation and to my brain massage audience. Well, I can report today that the dam is collapsing. A huge crack in that dam was lately opened with the release of the J6 videos, and it's freaking out the Democrats. Another major fissure was open with revelations coming out of what I call the COVID trials. Now, I follow Conservative Daily, among some others, but Oldman and Apollo interviewed Joey Camp, a patriot satirist who has been forced underground to protect his sources and himself, joined by Alpha Warrior Alfredo Luna, a combat Marine vet who served over a decade in law enforcement, certified as an expert witness in California courts, and survived 4 officer-involved shootings, and, I understand, was swatted unlawfully with a message to shut up. But instead, he just got louder. To examine some never-before-seen J6 video kept under wraps by Joey in order to keep it from the feds, until a time came about where he could bring it out without fear it would be confiscated by the phony J6 lying committee. And you can view that interview here, link in my notes. The video is very revealing, and taken together with what Tucker brought out, proves beyond any sort of shadow of doubt, that the J6 protest was mostly peaceful. Now, folks, I'm not talking about that mostly peaceful Antifa BLM, quote, summer of love, end quote, riots of 2020. You remember the flaming buildings in the background of reporters declaring these riots were mostly peaceful? No, I'm talking about the actual video showing that whatever skirmishes broke out were actually provoked by plants among the Capitol Police, with several wired FBI undercover operatives milling about, some that openly instigated violence, it appears. The Tucker releases of video from within the Capitol were damning, especially the video of Jacob Chansley, a.k.a. the notorious QAnon shaman. A Navy veteran from Arizona turned political activist that was pressured by prosecutors, re-persecutors, with threats of real trouble if he did not agree to a plea deal that removed from him any possible appeal and ended up being sentenced to 41 months. His crime? Well, he accepted the invitation of Capitol Police to enter the Capitol, who escorted him to the Senate chambers, where Chansley prayed thanks to God for the Capitol Police, who graciously allowed him and some others to gather in the chambers, right? Without one single bit of evidence that I've seen depicting this strange but nonviolent man doing any kind of vandalism or aggressing on any officers, who never resisted arrest, but the J6 committee made him the face of the insurrection. It is now clear it was a political stunt intended to put the bizarre, horned, weirdo, patriot dude that no normie could relate to at all as the face of what they were calling a dangerous insurrection. It was all theater, and now all of America has seen it. But even more troubling is what is in evidence from the Joey Camp videos. I'll call them that since these were given to Joey, and he lately released them to the public. I watched the entire presentation. You can too. Go here. Link in my notes. Here's what I saw that was particularly troubling. Not the fact that the patriots assembled there were clearly being peaceful, although lied about in the press, or the fact that they stopped at the barriers, unperturbed by the presence of Capitol Police, and some, by the way, in full battle rattle, standing nonchalantly on the other side of the barriers, no confrontation going on. And then, when the barriers were removed, and I think it was the Capitol Police that removed them, since there was no action on their part to hinder the removing of them, the patriots did not move across the line. Yeah, they did not press themselves over the line, even though it was now imaginary. They remained calm, milling about, talking to one another calmly. It was almost boring until an officer, or a few officers, probably some rogue plants, I think, tossed some smoke bombs into the middle of the crowd. Yeah, I said into the middle of the crowd, over the heads of those in front, into the middle. Good thing we had the former police officer there watching all of this video with us. He was appalled and made it clear that's not how this is done. You might use the smoke bombs to repel a surge of protesters crossing a barrier or a line created by the officers, but in that case, you deploy the smoke at the front of the line to push them back. You don't throw the smoke into the middle of the crowd. What that does, of course, is cause the people to disperse in every direction, including forward across the line, in this case toward the Capitol, in order to get away from the smoke, of course. And that's when it all broke loose. Now we have Capitol Police striking patriots, hitting them with their shields and attacking them. This is the most damning footage I've seen. Now, I've seen some of what is obviously a rogue Capitol Police officer, or perhaps it was an undercover FBI instigator, toss some smoke bombs from an elevated position into the middle of protesters, but that's a different scenario. This video makes it absolutely clear that some of the officers posted at that barrier intentionally manipulated the crowd to cross the line and used that as a pretext to attack them. Watch it for yourself and draw your own conclusions. I'll need to conclude and get this show into the can, as they say. I'll bring out some amazing revelations that have come out about the COVID scam, you know, the liar Fauci follies, how now the rest of the world knows what we have known all along. Not only was the J6 insurrection narrative totally manufactured by the Democrats, well, this whole cursed COVID thing, including the denial of the Wuhan origin, Fauci funding, the mask mandates, the vaccine, and the curious exaggerated lies that were used to manipulate Americans to line up for this dangerous death jab, it was all as phony as the Hillary campaign ordered and paid for fake Russian collusion dossier that was used illegally and unconstitutionally to spy on Trump's campaign and his presidency. It has all been a lie. The election was a lie. The panic, fear-mongering over a disease from which, across the board, 98% recovered was a lie. The mask will protect you from COVID was a lie. The vaccine will make you immune from COVID was a lie. The don't worry, the vaccine is safe and effective, another lie. They even tried to lie and tell you the vaccine was FDA approved. It was all a pack of lies. And Satan is the liar and the father of it. And with lies, he takes away our liberties. But the truth is rising, and the truth will destroy the lies and the liars with them. But more important, my friend, than the lies themselves is what the lies have been used to hide. So I'm going to bring that out in my comforting council visit Saturday night. Don't miss it. Finally, the dam is collapsing and the flood of truth is rising. The danger is many Americans, fatigued by all these wicked and unreasonable people and what they've dragged us through, will be tempted to accept the idea that, well, now it's over. And then take a deep breath. Now we all know the truth. Well, let's get back to our lives. Friend, there is no going back without a full prosecution of justice for these crimes against the American people. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. The truth is marching on. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the Contact Us button. Send me an email. You can leave a message for me in our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. All right, come on by the church, say hi, and let me know what you think about the show. God bless you, my friends. God bless America, and I'll see you in church.
The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com. God's War, why Christians should rule the world. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War, why Christians should rule the world today. Go to GodsWar2020.com.
Are you enjoying your brain massage today? Are your passions stirred? Your mental juices flowing? What will it be today? Lights on or lights off? The pastor will be right back to continue your brain massage after this.
Be advised, for Pastor Scheidbach, exposing liberal lies and destroying vain philosophies of God-hating, America-despising liberals is like taking candy from a baby. All liberals are hereby cautioned. Pastor Scheidbach is about to rip one or more of your favorite lollipop notions right out of your hand. Uh-oh, too late. A liberal just lost a lollipop.
The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on?
Go to GodsWar2020.com.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.